Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, November 14th, 2021.
Night into your glorious light. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginnings of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, can you feel it? Can you feel those birth pains? Is it time? Is the world getting ready to end? Were you listening to what the Old Testament prophet Daniel said? He speaks of a time of trouble, of a time of desolation. Look around you in this world. Look around you in your church. Plenty of empty seats, right? Well, apparently, there are those who plan to greet Christ's return from inside their bunkers. Perhaps some have gone underground, and they won't have to wait very long. Did you hear what Jesus said? Stay on guard. And what about my faithful brothers and sisters in Christ who have braved inclement weather in an ungodly world to keep this Sabbath day holy? Thanks be to God for you. But with that said, has anyone here today felt a little bit more guarded in these present days for fear of what is going on out there and what is yet to come? You know, will this corrupt world even make it until December 25th? Maybe not. But could that be a good thing? Rumor has it, there won't be enough goods on the shelves to celebrate this Christmas this year as you have in years past. And you know, you might want to get rid of those plans to visit your relatives over the holidays as well. Just to err on the side of caution, out of abundance of caution. Maybe next year, right? Well, then again, maybe not. By then, all of this may be done and over once and for all. You know, some people rely on the news channels to prepare themselves for what lies ahead. Others follow social media to see what the experts have to say about the future. I hear it all the time. So if I may ask you, are you stocking up? Are you hunkering down? Are you preparing for impending disaster? Well, you might want to check out what God has to say before you do this and do something you may regret forever. What does the Lord Jesus tell us about the signs of the times? This may come as a surprise to you, but Jesus is actually describing our everyday lives as Christians who live in an unchristian world. Now, as for those of you who are anxious to see all of this end, don't be discouraged. The time will come when the sun and moon will be darkened. The stars will fall from heaven. And the Son of Man will arrive in the clouds in great power and glory, just as Jesus promised. But today, Jesus speaks of today, of the labor pains this world experiences today, of wars and rumors of war, of hunger and of famines, of earthquakes, of unrighteous leaders, of false messiahs that will persecute Christians and put them and their faith on trial. Families will turn on each other because one is faithful to Christ and another is not. People will fight and die in the name of Jesus Christ. So is this spirit of rebellion and division anything new? Did it really begin with those things that troubles the Christian's heart today? You know what I'm talking about, the promulgation of free love and hooking up, with unfettered access to abortion, with the advent and continuation and the mutation of same-sex marriage, with the legalization of recreational drugs, with the violent protests, some call them peaceful, of course, in our city streets, and with Christian persecution. Don't you realize that these things are nothing more than the beginning of birth pains? These same things have been around since Adam and Eve took that first bite of the forbidden fruit. What's changed? When Jesus' disciples admired those impressive and mighty temple buildings, and those buildings were designed to endure and withstand the ages, what did Jesus say to them? What human hands have created will not last forever. And not too terribly long after that, that temple fell. And one day, so will everything we see and cherish around us here in this world. Until then, wars will be fought. Populations will be ravaged by famine and disease. The earth will continue to shake. It's already been shook 148,000 times this year. Wildfires will ravage lands and homes by the thousands. and the persecution and martyrdom of Christians will continue to be the norm. It will increasingly become the norm. Why? Human tragedy is a way of life. Always has been, always will be. And long before the advent of 24-hour news networks or social media. So why? Why does Jesus even bother to tell us of these things? To worry us? To frighten us? To encourage us to lock ourselves away in our homes until he comes back again? No, of course not. God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and self-control. Christians are not to be taken captive by the endless fears that plague an unbelieving world. Jesus calls Christians to himself, to remain in his presence, to recall his promises, to serve one another in Christian love, so that we won't lose our faith in this world in which we now live, this world which will fall apart. And until it does, Jesus expects you to keep on going. And yes, the going is often tough, just as it was for the Apostle Paul when he was beheaded for preaching Christ, just as it was for St. Peter when he was crucified for doing the same. What's all that? Nothing more than reality. That is the reality of a life in Christ that is faithfully lived 2,000 years ago and today. And throughout it all, his call is the same. Jesus ever calls upon us to trust in him alone and not the false promises of a world that awaits destruction. Not in those times when life's really good, but also in the times of hardship. Hardship we all experience and by which he prepares us for the glory that is yet to come. Boy, that sounds hard, doesn't it? Well, actually, no. It's really simple. Exercise. Exercise the faith that God has given to you. God has given to you his spirit to recognize those signs for what they are. Recognize that which is dangerous to your faith and soul and avoid it at all costs. Remain alert. Be on guard. You must be active in prayer, in worship, and in godly living. If you intend to be truly ready for that unexpected day when Jesus returns. Let's face it. Life's trials and tribulations have already led many believers astray and into deadly unbelief. These are dangerous times for us all, where it can be hard to believe that the loving goodness of God is ever present. And even in those places, and especially in those places, where evil and chaos seem to rule the day. Now, I want to stop there for a moment. And I want to direct your attention to this. Look to the cross. Look to it, please. What do you see? Peace, life, and salvation? Or vengeance, defeat, and death? My friends, that depends on you. Whether you look at this cross through eyes of faith in Jesus Christ our Lord, or through the eyes of a broken world that continues to reject his rule, I urge you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to keep looking there, even when life's troubles surround you. And I'll be honest, they will. Your faith will be tested. So keep looking, and don't look away. Now, I know it's Sunday morning. We come in here joyfully, and someone might be thinking, gee, Pastor, this is way too much doom and gloom for a Sunday morning for me. Well, no, it's not. Not to the faithful Christian. This is reality. And for the Christian, it is nothing over which we should despair. This is simply life for the Christian who lives in a world that either does not know, does not care, or cannot stand the love of Jesus Christ for you and me. Ask yourselves, why did you come here today? For a pep talk? For some amusing anecdotes? To feel good? To enjoy your friends and a hot cup of coffee? I believe there still is some left in the cafe, by the way. Well, anyway, this may not sit well with you then, but I can serve up some artificially sweetened version of Christianity that makes it easier for you to accept and to swallow. I can't tell you that life here on earth will be easy and rewarding if you have just a little more faith and do the right things. Now, if I did that, you might be pleased. But then again, I would be lying to you. Therefore, that is not the truth spoken in love. But this, my friends, is. Life on this earth is not easy. And it's even more difficult for those who walk in the ways of the Lord. That's you. That's me. And I want you to take heart with me. Look around you. You're not alone. God has not singled you out. We all struggle. We all hurt. Even your neighbor who is sitting next to you this morning. Sure, our problems may be different, but we all bear crosses. So isn't it comforting to know that Christ invites us to bear them together? Here is the family of God, where we lend comfort and strength to one another and encourage one another to stand against the deadly vices of this world and to look forward to the coming of our Lord, even as you and I live by grace today. A final reminder, if I may. Actually, a final reminder from your Lord and Jesus Christ, who declared, "My kingdom is not of this world." Believers, disciples in Christ, neither is yours. He came here and died to spare you of all that. And because of that, you are here today. Thanks be to God, you are here today. What are you waiting for? For Him. And He's coming. He's coming back to take you home with Him. So again, take heart, my friends, and remember that He is coming soon. Until He does, may our collective prayer be the same. Come, Lord Jesus, come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.